You're holding Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph on top. Tana Rabbonin, Ezeyu Meis Sheyesh La Rekev. Where is there a case of a meis that is a Tumas Rekev? Again, Rekev we had that's a mole tarpur, a spoonful of the part of the meis that rotted away, the dust of the meis. So where does this tumah come from? So Gemara says it has to be dafka, a meis shenikbar orim, a meis that was buried without any clothing. That's the way the meis was buried. The kitzur, it has to be a mole tarpur, a spoonful of the meis itself, just of the basar. There can't be anything else that rotted away with the meis. So therefore it has to be he was buried without clothing. And the Oren Shoshayish, he was buried in a marble Oren, in a marble basket. Oy al-gabe ritzpo shalavonim. Or else he was buried on top of a floor made from stones. So the kitzah, what was disintegrated, what rotted away, was only the flesh of the mace itself. Nothing else was mixed into it. Zehu mace sheyesh lo rekev. This is a type of a mace, of the dust of the mace, that if you have a spoonful of it now, it has tumas meis on it. Well, we have in the Mishnah, betu b'mago, b'maso, and b'yoyel. Nikbar b'ksusoy, let's say when they bury the meis, b'ksusoy was wearing clothing, or else b'yoren shalait, when they buried him, was buried in an oren, in a casket of wood, or yagabe ritzpo shalavonim, or else he was buried on top of a floor made from lavonim, from bricks, not from stone. But these type of bricks also sometimes melt away right away. So zehu mace shein larekev. This is the type of a mace that was buried that does not have too much rekev on it. In other words, since something else may be mixed into it, it does not have too much rekev. Too much rekev is only if nothing else is mixed into this mace. It's only the running away of the mace itself. Like Toi says, shein on ischekes v'yein listafek pi'ofer achar. If there's nothing else that could rot away, there's no clothing, there's no wood there, it's only the mace itself, that's when we have tumas rekev. But let's say it was nikva b'ksusan's clothing, even though it was in a marble or basket of a koform, since he was wearing clothing, there's something else there, that these other things could also rot away. So zel meis shein la rekev. Fi afilu lokach arba echomesh tavidim min rekev shaloi. Even if you took out 4 or 5 spoonsful, shebevada yesh kan mole tarva miguf ha-meis. For sure you have at least 1 spoonful of the meis himself, since you took out 5 spoonfuls. And how much else could have rot away? Only maybe a small amount. Still, that's talocha tor. Kemine perka mapeles. That anything else that's buried with the mace, that takes away this tumas rekev. So if you only have the dust rotting away part of the mace, it doesn't have tumah if there's something else mixed with it. Omar Ula said like this, Ein rekev ela haba min habosar. Rekev is only what disintegrated from the meat. O min hagidim o min hatsamas. It has to be from all three, a little bit from all three. It has to be a little bit of the meat, a little bit of the veins, and a little bit of the bones. That's called Tumas Rekev. A Tzoris learns, Mikulam Tzara Sheha Rekev. The Rekev, the rotting away part, has to come from all three parts. It has to be a little bit from the flesh, from the bones, and from the gidim, from the veins. Eisvei Rava Lula. So Rava asked the question to Tula. Is it true what you're saying? We learned halacha, rekev habo min habosor, tor. If you have rekev, the rotten away part of the mace, just from the flesh alone, that's tor. So mashmitz tor, because you only have the bosor. So dikis ha min etzim, tomei. Mashmitz of it would have been from the bone, mashmitz the flesh and the bone, that's enough to be metama. V'yafagav deleka bosor, or min etzim alone, even mashmitz from the bone alone is enough. V'yafagav deleka basa, even though there's no basa, that's what's mashma. So Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat over here. Eima hochi, rather say this way, rekev abo min abose tor, that rekev that comes just from the flesh alone is taketor. Chiesh etzem babosar, until you also have a bone in the meat. That's what rotted away was a part of the flesh and a part of the bones. Why is that still a kasha nula? Who left gidim, but the chori is still missing gidim, the veins. Hanula said, you only have tumas rekev if it comes from all three parts. You have to have flesh, bones, and veins. So Gemara answers, if shel abosol atzomas b'lo gidim. By a normal body, by an older body, it's not possible to have bones and flesh without having gidim, without having veins. As even though we had before in the Gemara, that you could have a nafel, that's a premature baby. That you could have the flesh and the bones without this gidim, but that's only by nafel. The body wasn't formed yet. But once you have a fully formed body that has gidim, any part of the body that you'll have a bone and flesh, it has to be, there are veins there also. So therefore it says here, it's like ula, that as long as you have the rotting away from the flesh and from the bones, that automatically includes veins also. Therefore, it's like ula's alocha, you have all three things. Like ula said, in rekev el habor, min habosom, min agidim, min hatzomis. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yechanan, Shnei Mesim Shekovru Zem Ze. If they buried two bodies, two Mesim, one next to another, even though they have no clothing on, just the two bodies, and they start to rot away, two of them together, there's no Tumas Rekiv. Is Nasu Gilgolim Ze Lo Ze. Gilgolim means it's as if something else was added to the mace, as each mace has to be by himself. If two mason right away together, even though there's nothing else there, sometimes it's just the two mason without clothing in a marble of Orin, still one mace makes the golem to the second mace. It's considered as if something else is also here that it takes away the tumas rekiv. Like Tay said, Lashon of Ogambi Orech Pirish Gulgolim Offerhu, Shemuru Mimokam Acher, considered like something else is mixed here from someplace else. So the kids say, even two mason, if they're mixed together, if the bodies right away together, again, there's no tumas rekiv. Rekiv has to be only from one body by itself, the rotting away of a bosor, the atzamas, and the gidim. Mosiv, so Gisa should be, the Bach says, Mosiv Rabbi Nosin Braboishia. He asked the question that says, Rekiv habo mi beis mason tome. Here it says, if you have rekiv, this rotten away part of the mace, they have a mole tarva, a spoonful, from two mesim, it says tomei. So the havaminer is, from two mesim means that these two bodies were buried together, and they were rotting away together. So you see, since it's only bodies, nothing else is mixed there, it does have tumas rekiv. So it's not like Rav and Shmuel says, that he said that shnei mesim doesn't have a tumas rekiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, that's what it says over here, it has Tumas Rekiv, is Shekovru Zebif Neyatzmoy, Vizebif Neyatzmoy. No, we're talking about both of these two Mason were buried separately. Each one was buried separately. And then Ve'akivu, each one rotted away separately. And again, it was in a marble basket that nothing else was there, just the mace itself. No clothing, just the mace. Now Ve'om Du Amoletarvet Rekiv. And now each mace, what rotted away was only, let's say, a chatzi tarvud, only half of a spoon. But together you have two halves, that makes a mole tarvud rekiv. See, it has tumas rekiv. That's because each part came from a mace by itself. So that part has tumas rekiv on it. Just each mace rotted away to a small amount of a chatzi tarkiv, of a chatzi, a spoonful. Therefore, if you have two of them together, two halves, that makes one mole tarvud rekiv, therefore it has tumah. Yeah, and there that's pshat. Here it's better. The chiv like says, chiv and shoy kolechad yichidi kishenikru yeshlam din rekiv. Since each mace was buried separately, so when it rotted away, it had tumas rekiv. So now when you put the two halves together, it's mistarv to make it into a shear. Yeah. Right. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Gozaz Saroi. Let's say you gave the mace a haircut. You cut off its hair. The Kovri Imoi. And you buried the mace's hair with the mace. Is Nasa Logogolim. That's also considered like something else was mixed into the mace. And when the mace rots away now, since it has hair there also that was cut off, that makes it tor. It doesn't have tumas rekev. It's also considered like other offerers mixed into the mace. For the Mara Tanan Hasam, we learned the Mishnah Noilis that says, Kol she b'meis tamei. Any part of the mace has tumas mace on it. Chutz min ashinayim, excluding the teeth. The teeth of a mace, if you take it out of the mace, it has no tumas mace on it. V'hasar, and its hair, if you cut off its hair, the hair, when it's cut off, has no tumah. V'hatziporin, the same thing, the tziporin, the nails. That these things, if they're cut off, they don't have tumas mace. But uvishas chiburin, but kozuman, these things are still attached to the mace. Like the hair is still attached to the mace, or the teeth are still in the mace, or the nails are still on the mace, then kulan tamayim, that even though you touch any part of these things, it's also matamiyut, that have tumas mace. Just touching the nail of a mace, or the teeth of a mace, or the hair of a mace, that's also matamiyut. Just if you cut off the hair, then the hair has no matumas mace. Yeah. And Tosfos says, "Chutz min hashnayim v'yasav etzborin, she'tor af midrabbanan. Even midrabbanan they're tohor, the teeth and the hair and the nails of a mace. Uv'shas chiburun dal the mace kulum tameim shenegeyo imayil aleim hu negeyo mayil al mace." To have a yad l'tumas ha-mace. Because the nails, kol zman, it's attached to the mace. It's like a yad to the mace. So therefore, it's mamash atumim midiraisa. Who are in the hair of a mace, and who are in the teeth of a mace. Boi chiski, chiski ha-shal like this. Saro hi-oimid le-galeach. Let's say the mace didn't take a haircut before he died. And he has a lot of hair. That if he would have been alive, they would have given the haircut, take off his hair, it's too much hair. So kitsa, this hair was oimed to be megaleach, oimed to cut off. So does it have aloch, like it's still part of the mace, it has tumas mace on it, or not? Or else tziporin oimed ligozes. The mace has a very long nail, that if it would have been alive, they probably would have cut off that nail. Ismai, what's the aloch? Mi arminadu, we say, kol oimed ligzos is kugozes dummy. Anything that's oimed to be cut off, we look as if it's cut off already. And therefore it would not have tumas mace. We look as if the hair of the nail is cut off. I do, maybe no. Hashtemiyu ha-mechuborin. So I call upon him right now, it's still attached to the mace. As long as it's still attached, it still has tumas mace. So that's the show. This oimili gozeis, so we consider like it's gozeis or not, the get the tumas mace. So Gemara says, v'nishit lei midi Rabba Babachona. Why don't we prove this from what Rabba Babachona just said? Because he just said, time mishum de gozeis. He just says that if you cut off the nails, you cut off the hair, then it has no tumah. So it's mashma holai gozas, calls the man you did not cut off the hair, or cut off the nails, loy, then it's not tor, it's still tamei. Mashma, even though they're very long, that they would have been oimedli gozes, still it's called attached to the mace now. So Mar says, no, from him you have no proof. I'll tell you loy. Hochi koma, this is what he means to say. Gozas harezel gugolim. That if you cut it off, if you cut off the hair of a mace, or you cut off the nails, and it was buried with the mace, and then the mace rots away, so pshita, that these things make the mace tor now. That since there's something else buried with the mace, it does not have tumas rekif. That's called gugolim. It's like other dirt is mixed in with the mace. Loi gozaz mi boilei. But it could be, if the nails or hair was not cut off, it could be that's a doubt. So the Rabbi of Achona didn't want to talk about it. Because maybe that's a good doubt. He wasn't sure what the locher is. Like we have our Shiloh, maybe he had the Shiloh also. That if you have long hair on the mace, or long nails that was supposed to be cut off, is it still considered attached, has too much the mace on it? Or maybe not? So that's still the Shiloh. Boyi Rabbi Yemir. Rabbi Yemir asks a question like this. Rekev habo min ekev. Let's say the rotting part of the mace was the heel, the bottom part of the mace rotted away. Does it have tumas rekev and not mahu? What's the locha? The Torah says,
Yesh by uvei boso. Shein lochias.
He said, you heal, you have a lot of like dead skin there. I guess thick skin, you have calluses, you have in the bottom of your foot, that's like dead skin.
So
that like dead skin on the bottom of your foot, does that have tumas rekev or not? When that rots away, does it have tumas rekev or not? So that's the shiloh of rekev habo minekev, that the rottenness that comes away from the heel. Ma, what's the locha?
Ki gamrinan rekev habo mikulia meis.
When do we have the din rekev that comes from the whole body?
Avodiyosin minekev loi,
what comes from the bottom part of the heel, maybe has no tumas rekev.
Oidil maloishno,
or else maybe no, there's no difference. That's how he says, Mikule meis means kloimar, mikol ha'bosa sheyesh b'chiyas. Means any part of the body that has chiyas. Like if you cut it there, it'll hurt you. Mashenka, the calluses in the bottom of your feet, there you don't feel it. But since you don't feel it, maybe it doesn't have tumas meis, doesn't have tumas rekiv at least, that's the shayla. Does it have tumas rekiv or not? So Toshima coming here. Titoni rev nosim rev oishiyah. Rekev habo mishnei meisim tomei.
If you have rekev that came from two different meisim, like we learned before, each meis was buried separately, and each one rotted away separately, so you have half of a kav from each, half of a tarvud from each one, so it has too much rekev.
Now, you're going to tell me, habo minekev loi, that the part that rots away from the heel is not mitzarev, doesn't have too much rekev. If so, Minarekev loy, zil hocha dilma derech ekev kosi, for hocha dilma derech ekev kosi. So, chur, has it help? Maybe each one, we're only taking a part of the heel, so you don't have a shear. That's how he says that, zil hocha dilma derech ekev kosi klema, shem yeshpa min ekev, maybe some part of this rekev is from the heel. It's not for sure. The Shem Menekev, Ochlon Ash, Vizehirkev Nisham in Asharaguf. But it could be that maybe the part of the heel got eaten up by an ash, by the ants, and the part that rotted away now was the rest of the body. So it's only a suffix. So I call part of it a suffix. How do we say Vadit Tamei? So Gemara says, E di Irkav Kula Meis, Okosi Derech Ekev Hochinami. That if the whole thing, the gisra should be hechidami. E di irkov. Stoyz was the hechidami kloimar. Hechiyavi boyin. Where's your question? Vada e di yakov kule meis. If the whole meis rotted away, viyosi derech ekev achinamid yesh lerekev. Tabachi mari hodatoni reb nosik shnikov kol meis. Vnikov gam ekev yesh boy derech rekev. But there is no question. If the whole mace rotted away, even though you have part of it from the acre, from the heel, pshita, that's part of the tumas mace. And then you do have the tumas rekiv. That's not the question. Has idi irkiv kule mace, if the whole mace rotted away, ukosi derech ekiv, even though the heel then also rotted away, hochinami, for sure then it's good. So in the case when the two mace rotted away, it means the whole two mace rotted away. Elohochu, where's our suffix? Could go in the irkov chadever, that not the whole mace rotted away, only one limb rotted away. Ukosi derech ekev and started to rot from the bottom. Is my, so then we have a suffix, is that mitzarev to the shear or not? And this is more obliged by teiku. If you have a doubt, whether like the dead skin of the body, does that have tumas rekev or not? Yeah.
In a case where the whole body did not rot away, just part of the bottom limbs, so that's the question, does it have tumas rekiv or not? More advised by a suffix. Boyi Reb Yirmi. Yirmi has a question like this. Uba b'meya isha. Let's say I have a pregnant lady, that was mace, and they buried her. And when her body rotted away, so pshita, the uba inside also rotted away. Is heavy gilgolim oiloi? So we say the baby inside makes it like there's another offer from another mace here, that takes away the tumas rekiv, or maybe not. Kivin the Yamama, since we said Uba Yerachimai, that the baby in Sarah is considered like part of the mother, Hilka Gufo. Therefore it's called like part of her body, and it's only called one mace rotted away. So then they would have Tumas Rekiv. For like heavy Gugolim, it's not called like you have other dirt mixed into this mace. Oidilma, maybe no. Kivon the Seifer, let's say, since the Uber was supposed to come out of the mother's stomach, it wasn't supposed to stay there, is Mifras Parashminei. It's considered like it came out already. In other words, like it's not mamish part of the goof of the mother. So therefore, when you bury this pregnant lady now, since there was a baby inside it, that's called like another body. And when they both ran away, one makes good golem, one makes like offer to the other one, that's not Matama Hazlo Tumas Rekif. So it's a Sophic. Now, V.M. Tim Slane, if you want to tell me this svar is, Uba, this cipher lot says, Mifrash Parashmina, that since the baby was supposed to come out, so it's not called like part of the body, it's called like two different bodies. And therefore, the Matire, it has no